This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hurricane Ida's been downgraded to a tropical storm as its top wind slowed over Mississippi this morning. It blew ashore in Louisiana yesterday as one of the most powerful hurricanes ever to strike the U.S. mainland. One person's dead in Louisiana. Power got knocked out to all of New Orleans. And the National Hurricane Center's Philippe Pappin says Ida isn't finished with the South.
We're looking at rainfall totals between 4 to 6 inches for areas such as Jackson, Mississippi, Nashville, Tennessee.
AP correspondent Ben Thomas with what the governor of Louisiana is saying.
Hurricane Ida made landfall officially at Port Fouchon as a Category 4 hurricane with sustained winds of 150 miles per hour.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards.
This is one of the strongest storms to make landfall here in modern times.
Nick Mosca is among those trying to ride it out at home in New Orleans.
I'd like to be better prepared. There's a few things that I'm thinking we probably could have done, but this storm came pretty quick.
We're praying for the best and planning prepared for the worst.
On the federal end, President Biden says FEMA has pre-positioned a lot of resources, including meals and rescue teams.
We're going to put the country's full might behind the rescue and recovery.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Rocket fire apparently targeting Kabul's international airport hit a nearby neighborhood this morning. We don't know if anybody was hurt. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is overseas.
The rocket fire, apparently targeting Kabul's international airport, struck a nearby neighborhood on the eve of the deadline for U.S. troops to withdraw from the country. After the attack, planes continued to land and taxi across the northern military side of the airport, taking off roughly every 20 minutes at one point. No group has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack.
This is AP News. A beloved actor from the old Mary Tyler Moore Show has died. Ed Asner was 91. Here's the AP's Margie Zarletta.
You got spunk.
Well, yes.
I hate spunk.
Had things worked out differently, Ed Asner would have been a newsman. He studied journalism at the University of Chicago until a professor told him there was no money in it. Asner's best-known role was as Lou Grant, both on The Mary Tyler Moore Show and on the drama Lou Grant. He was Santa in the film Elf and the voice of Carl in the animated movie Up. Asner said in a 1995 AP interview, even if people thought of him as Lou Grant, he had found his niche.
Portliness, baldness. They all pay off.
I'm Archie Saraletta.
The horror movie Candyman was tops at the box office over the weekend. It pulled in an impressive $22 million plus, though it was a pretty quiet weekend at the theaters, say analysts. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.